we don't usually expect such a difficult show jumping course here at Burley.
I think it was a very good track, and it did cause trouble, and totally sure why. It wouldn't walk particularly technical or demanding, but I think the post box fence just by the trot up platform was quite off putting, and quite a few horses just did not sight it, did they? So that became a bit of the bogey fence, if for want of a better word, and the rest of the course still took some jumping, but yeah, the poles did come down, and naturally it's disappointing to have a couple down on Park Lane Hawk, but I'm thrilled to have been third and to have won the HSBC FEI Classics. That's what I was really here for, to be honest. I've been so lucky at Burley over the years, and you know, as I've said all along, the chances of me winning Burley were so slim, I think, you know, that it just doesn't work out like that. The stats just stacked against me. So to be third, to have a horse that finished well and ran well this week, and you know, I'm looking forward to next season.
Yeah, congratulations. Third place is still an enormous achievement. Tell me about the HSBC Classics. What do you win?
It's a great prize fund in the sport of eventing. It's given to the rider who wins the most points in an accumulation in a series of the 6 4-star events, which includes Adelaide and Australia, but it's pretty much impossible for us Europeans to get down there. I tried actually to get a horse down there this autumn, but the quarantine procedures were just too complicated, and it was proving impossible. So sadly he won't be going, but you never know, maybe next year.
What's next for you then, William?
Next for me, I think, is Blenheim, the 3-star next week. I've got a young horse going there in the 8 and 9-year-old class, and perhaps I'll take Sea Cookie, who didn't really relish Burley this year. I shall see how he is in the next couple of days and perhaps take him there.
So it's straight back to work, hitting the ground running?
Back to work, exactly. Park Lane Hawk will have a holiday, though. And then looking forward to Poe, the 4-star there in the autumn, which is the first of the classic series for next year. So
okay,
very excited.
You've got your eye on that as well. Good luck.
You know, we're lucky in eventing. You can look forward, and you know, it's a brilliant series in the sport, and it makes a huge difference. I mean, it's a big deal.